We do start in the capital city, though, because for the third time, the city of Tshwane, the municipality, going to try to elect a new executive mayor today. They were trying to elect, or sorry, there were, let me get this right. There was a vote of no confidence yesterday in the speaker, but that didn't happen because the speaker postponed that hearing yesterday. So now it looks like there is legal action that is mounting. Tabiso Goba, EWN reporter, watching all of this for us. Tabiso, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. The position of mayor of Tshwane has been vacant since the 10th of March. That was when Dr. Murunwa Makorela had to resign in disgrace because of that court rehabilitation notice. What are we expecting to happen today?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Yes, as you mentioned, that's actually a very good starting point to start with Makwarela, because as you know, that Makwarela represented the party court. So when Makwarela resigned, he was replaced by a gentleman named Justice Sifanyato. Now, as you know, Colleen Makubela sent a media statement to journalists saying that Justice Sifanyato had two ID numbers and a criminal record, and they were withdrawing him. However, there was also a faction with Dennis Bloom, the national spokesperson, who said, you know, this was all lies. However, today, the Speaker of the Council has told us that Justice Sifanyato has been replaced by a court, who was replaced with a gentleman named Ofense Mualusi. So his name is very important because 5 minutes ago, I just spoke to George Majila, who is the ANC secretary here in Tshwane, and he said they are going to be supporting the co-councillor of Ofense Mualusi as its mayoral candidate. So they are changing now from the PAC member. They're now going to be supporting the co-councillor who was sworn in today. However, there is a bit of an issue there because as I said, Mandy, that the man who replaced Justice Sifanyato, he is going to be challenging his removal in court, saying that his removal was not lawful,
okay,
and that it was sanctioned by, you know, by rogue people in the party. And you know, just going back to that, there is also an allegation that Colleen Makubela, who is the co-provincial coordinator and also the speaker in the city of Joburg, that she is in a romantic relationship with this new councillor that was sworn in, Ofense Mualusi. And this is a question we put to Colleen Makubela. And it's not necessarily, Mandy, a question about, obviously, this drama about her romantic love, but it is a question, obviously, about, you know, if, you know, are they, you know, concerned that, you know, positions in the municipalities, are they being traded in for, you know, for romantic partners? And as we do know that the city of Tshwane is very unstable. Colleen Makubele didn't answer for herself, so she referred all questions to Tom Mofokeng, who is the COPE Gauteng chairperson. And this is what he had to say to the allegations that Ofense Mualusi was parachuted into this position in Tshwane because he is the lover of Colleen Makubele.
Look, we are not going to talk about things that comes from the street. As a party, we don't have that allegation put before us. So if it is, then it's something that the party will look into. But how many people, even if it is true, how many people that are married couples that are taking power in political offices? Many of us, we know, President Zuma was there with Mem Nkosazana Zuma. What is wrong in that? Can we, now as a party, should we run around and look for people who are having relationships?
Fair enough, but is it true?
Yeah, actually, I was coming to that.
I don't know.
You know, I still get surprised by things that I hear on the radio, even though I shouldn't. The news cycle should not surprise me. But if this is indeed the case, that Ofense Mualusi is now being parachuted in, that he is in a romantic relationship, allegedly, with Colleen Makubele, and he is now going to be the candidate that the ANC is going to support, which means he could very well become the mayor of Tshwane, then who knows where that leaves us. Tabiso Gorba, EWN reporter, thank you very much for that. He'll be keeping an eye on that vote that's due to happen this afternoon. Tebogo Loate is the Congress of the People National Chairperson joining us now. Tebogo, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. The very fact that I need to ask you this, firstly, just so that we get clarity on where you stand, there are very clearly two factions within COPE. You are on the side of Musiwa Lekota, right?
Well, just to start with, I don't belong to any faction. I belong to the Congress of the People, and my participation in that, I'm just focusing on what should be right in terms of the COPE standing and its constitution.
Okay, then. So the situation now with Colleen Makobele, there is a letter that is doing the rounds that Colleen Makobele has, in fact, been fired from the Congress of the People. There is some concern already about the fact that she is in Joburg, but she's also in Tswane. What is the status of Colleen Makobele?
Well, currently, as far as we know from nationally, that Colleen Makobele is a councillor. With whatever position she holds in Johannesburg, in the Johannesburg Metro, and also that yes, it has come to our attention that there is this letter that is doing rounds, which from our own knowledge that that letter is forged, the signatures they are forged.
So as far as you're concerned, this letter ostensibly signed by Musiwa Lekota is in fact fake. Colleen Makobele has not been fired.
No, not to our knowledge. And I've seen the letter myself, I can say. And I can confirm that the letter, the signature, Musiwa Lekota's signature with the president of COPE has been forced, and we advised him actually yesterday to go and open a case, which a case has been opened and we have been given the case number.
Okay. Now, when it comes to Tswane specifically, now, Ofense Moalusi has been sworn in as the Tswane COPE councillor. He, of course, has replaced Justice Sifanyetso, who himself replaced the mayor who had to resign in disgrace. Is it your belief that Ofense Moalusi will be elected as the mayor of Tswane today?
Well, I can't confirm because I don't know what's going to happen there. All that I can say is that we are planning to call in a Congress National Committee meeting to come to get a report, a detailed report from the Gauteng province as to what is actually happening in Tswane in particular and Gauteng in general, so that we can be able to take a resolution as a party and give direction as to what needs to happen. I have noted as well that there are all these names that are being thrown all over and some allegations as I was listening earlier. I don't know the finer details of those allegations, but we are awaiting that the Secretary for Housing should be able to give us a detailed report, and the CMC must discuss that report.
Tebogo Loate, Congress of the People National Chairperson, thank you very much for your time today speaking to us there about the development. So the problem here is that there are these factions within COPE, and I don't think they can deny the fact that they are factionalized, even though Tebogo Loate not saying that he's part of either faction. And this is spilling over into the politics of Tswane, into the politics of Joburg, because Colleen Makobele was the speaker, and now we have the situation where she is involved in Tswane as well, and these allegations which Brian Mkhono, who's the COPE Tswane spokesperson, denied, saying that Makobele was parachuting her lover into a position in council. Be that as it may, we're supposed to have a vote this afternoon. Tswane could have a new mayor by the end of today, but this is the third time they're trying, so who knows what could happen.